Barnes, brother. Saratoga Springs, New York, December 14, 1851. Dear Brother Barnes, I received a few lines from Brother Hewitt. He wishes me to write whether I have seen, in vision, it is wrong to use tobacco. I have seen in vision that tobacco was a filthy weed, and that it must be laid aside or given up. Said my accompanying angel, if it is an idol, it is high time it was given up, and unless it is given up, the frown of God will be upon the one that uses it, and he cannot be sealed with the seal of the living God. If it is used as a medicine, go to God. He is the great physician, and those that use the filthy weed for medicine greatly dishonor God. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a physician there. Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah 52, verse 11. I saw that Christ will have a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing to present to his Father. And as he leads us through the pearly gates of the New Jerusalem, or the Golden City, Jesus will look upon his redeemed children and see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Glory be to God, that will be a great salvation purchased for us by our lovely Savior. If we are followers of the lovely Jesus, our pattern, we are safe. He denied himself. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. If we are made partakers with him of his glory, we must be partakers with him of his sufferings. And after Jesus has done so much for us, will anyone be undecided whether to deny himself of the filthy weed for his sake? We must be perfect Christians. Deny ourselves all the way along, tread the narrow, thorny pathway that our Jesus trod. And then, if we are final overcomers, heaven, sweet heaven, will be cheap enough. Those who have been in the habit of using tobacco will have a struggle to leave it off, but they must not be discouraged. If they cannot overcome by praying to God themselves, let them be as humble as Brother Rhodes was. When he was leaving off using tobacco, he called for the brethren to pray for him, and we did. He was cured and has desired none since. Go to God, dear brother, wrestle with him, and you can overcome. Pray in faith, nothing doubting. Jesus will be touched with the brother's infirmities. We are all as well as usual here. Be of good courage, Brother Barnes. Be humble, be little, be meek, and be low, for Jesus our Savior was abundantly so. Much love to Brother and Sister Flanders. I hope they will be overcomers and push the battle to the gate. Love to your wife and all that love God. James is very busy writing for the paper. Night before last, the papers came off about 8 o'clock at night. We sat up and wrapped and folded them, all about 3 bushels, so as to get them in the office the next morn. We did not retire to rest until past 1 o'clock must close. In love.